When I heard the news that my dad passed, I didn't know how to feel. It wasn't numb, it was just not knowing. Well, the first question I had was really, how Asian was he? Because he didn't live until he was in his hundreds, right? He was only 77. Clint Eastwood is still alive, and Betty White was in her 90s. To tell you the truth, honestly, no lie, he was a hard hang. Whenever I hung out with him, I would hold my breath and just hope he wouldn't say anything to offend me or just ruin the moment. I had a friend that he calls Black John. I only had two friends, and both of their names weren't John, so you didn't have to call him Black John. He asked me if I could pay for his trip to Asia, not just one country, like the whole continent of Asia. He wanted to go on an Asian trip. And he said, "Can you do it before I get too old and die? And I can't do this anymore." Like, no pressure, right? Like, how rich do you think I am? I was doing stand up in dive bars underneath an Indian restaurant in Walnut Creek on Tuesday nights. Like, how amazing. Where do I get my money? He saw me play one time in Little League and he told me that I couldn't hit a curveball. And I was like, no shit, like Captain Obvious, I could tell you that I can't hit a curveball. How about trying to help me to, learn how to hit a curveball? But I really don't know what the feeling is. I'd say the first time when I heard the news, the first day, it was a lot like just not having direction, just being in a cloud, like a white room with no windows and nothing. And I just did not know what to do in this room. It was just like, how do I feel? Like, there's a little bit of, I'm scared, right? A little bit of relief, because from what I heard, it was bone marrow cancer, fighting it for 2 years, and he didn't tell anybody. I think that's how I know that he's more Asian than his passing age. But nothing ever prepares you for this news. Nobody is ever prepared to hear that. Even like, if you don't even think about it, in some sense, like celebrities, you look at celebrities and you go, oh, so and so passed away. You're like, oh, I missed them so much. But you obviously didn't even care about them for the last 20 years. You just heard the news, but all these memories and all these feelings and stuff comes back, and you're just like, oh, that's why, what, how did I get here? Like, how come I'm here? But I didn't feel that way for the last 20 years. I think the sad thing now is, now of all times, that I do see that there is a lot of me that's him. A lot of things that we say, a lot of direction, a lot of the way we react to stuff, it's pretty similar. So now, yeah, I know it's a little sad because you don't see it because you're so in it until you're out of it, and it's one of these things that I always dreaded getting the phone call or text message about coming home for Thanksgiving, because I hated Thanksgiving. Hated Thanksgiving. And I would have to do things like watch The Family Stone twice just to soften up and go, okay, I think I can make it. And there's times when I just drive by the house and be like, I can't do it. I just don't want to go, you know? And now I don't get these texts and phone calls anymore. You know, because of him, I don't even know how a lot of movies end, because he would have us leave before it would end. Like, you could tell that they're wrapping up. You want to see the final scene, the final tagline, and how it closes. No, we would leave in the movies even before it ends. I was like, well, what's the rush? You know, it's not like that there's a stampede of people and we all rush to the bus. It's the cars are parked. We're parked in a good spot. And then, I would think that that he got over it. Like, it was, I didn't know it was this thing, but then it was in 2011, the Giants won the World Series, and it was a big deal because it's the first one in San Francisco. So I decided to bring him to win. All I could afford, it was like these nosebleeds for $250, these nosebleed seats behind home plate, just way up there to see the banner being hung up, the 2010 World Series banner. And the Giants were up 3-1, and he goes, I'm gonna leave. This was like the bottom of the seventh inning or maybe top of the eighth. His Giants were up 3-1, and he's like, all right, I'm leaving. He's like, hey, can I have your calendar? It was a giveaway. And I was like, what? I think you have one yourself. You have your calendar. He's like, yeah, but it's for my friend. I was like, oh, if that, in that case, that means I don't get a calendar, right? And the Giants lost the lead. It was 3-3. Then they came back and they won it in the bottom of the ninth inning. I think it was like 4-3. And this was like back in 2010. There was just a lot of magic, a lot of a walk-off magic. And he missed it. He didn't see any of that stuff. Then the lady behind me, like, she touched me on my shoulder and she goes, I'm sorry you missed it. And I think that's just the story of him. That's just how it is. And he's like, you always miss something that is probably important. Important to some, but not to him. So I don't even know how to end this or even come up with a how to, wrap this whole thing up. But I will tell you a story that he loves telling because it did happen to me. I had to buy shoes. It was me and him, takes me out to Copeland Sports and Hilltop Mall to buy some shoes, school shoes. And I think I picked out a pair. The lady goes, she grabs it, then she goes to the back to, retrieve the shoes. And my dad rips this fart that was so massive and so horrible. It was like his butt cheeks ripped open. This thing came out and sat next to us. It was like the three of us waiting for shoes. And so the lady walks through the crop dust. And she took one, like an extra step, then she stopped and she looked back at us and she gave us like the dirtiest look. And that's the story he loves telling every single time, because obviously she thought it was me. And in closing, if you don't know how to feel if a relative passes away, you don't have to feel anything. You know, I think it's just a matter of time when you will. So, anyway, peace out. I love you and I miss you.